Last week was quite a controversial week for the Beatles. Yeah. How close are you? We've had reports that you're not as close as you used to be and that the Beatles aren't as rich as everyone's thought they were and
that
they might
true.
Have to close down Apple.
Yes, well, that's
How true that's, is this? Ring
well, out? Should we take them one at a time?
Yes.
All right, what was the first one?
Are you as close?
Yes. You know, there's that famous old saying, you always hurt the one you love. And we all love each other, and we all know that, but we still sort of hurt each other occasionally, you know, where we just misunderstand each other. And we go off, you know, and it builds up to something bigger than it ever was. And then we have to come down to it and get it over with, you know, and sort it out. And so we're still really very close people. What's the second one?
Do you see the Beatles going on like they are at the moment for a long time in the future, or do you see a split very soon?
It depends what you mean as a split. I mean, we split...
Go your separate ways and not...
Completely, no, we'll never go... Oh, I can't say never, but I mean, we won't go our separate ways after this album. And we'll always be tied up with each other in some way. You know, because we've signed a lot of papers. It says we've stayed together for 20 years or something. And Apple closing, you know, is silly. We have spent a lot of money, you know, because we don't earn as much as people think, because if we earn $1 million, then the government gets 90% and we get 10,000. And we didn't, you know, sort of realise how much we were spending, you know, like someone pointed out, to spend 10,000 you have to make 120. But we just spend as 120. So all we're doing now is tightening up on our own personal money and on the company's money, you know. We're not just giving as much away and handouts and things like that, you know, and as many projects. We're going to cut down a bit till we've sorted ourselves out again and do it properly as a business.
Do you feel you have been a bit careless with money?
Yes, I think we have. But it's not that we're broke. On paper, we're very wealthy people. Just when it gets down to pound notes, we're only half wealthy.
Are you concerned about public opinion? Because there is a suggestion that your popularity isn't as strong as it used to be.
No, it isn't. Well, it's because, you know, when we first started, we were the nice, clean mop tops and every mother's son, and everyone loved us. And then suddenly, you know, there's a few things that they don't understand and they don't get and, you know, they don't like. And so it turns them off us a bit, you know. But I still think we're very popular. It's just a, you know, we're men now, you know. We're a bit older than those lads that started out. And we've got a lot of things to do, you know. And you've got to do a few of them. Doesn't matter, you know, what people say. You can't live all your life by what they want. You know, we can't go on forever as four clean little mop tops playing She Loves You.
Like a drone.
Yeah, so that's great.
You mean that's all rhythm section?
No,
I just mean when people write at the 12-bar blues.
And a day for a day dream.
Fisticuffs.
Yeah, none of that.
It didn't take place,
huh? He said it did, didn't he?
No.
Oh, thanks.
Yes, he did.
He said it might have.
Yes. In the past, well, that's false, too. It's never got to that. Well, except for a plate of dinner in Hamburg.
That was the same before, anyway.
The picture's great, yeah. George Harris and the sane one speaks out.
If I read it, you could leave, you know, before you get ready.
I'll up them all.
You are my sunshine.
Slate 259 camera head.
Everybody got talent, nothing to lose.
Yeah.
Major Ed is largely tied up in their performances as a crew. And until they
you got nothing to lose, you got nothing to hide. No one to go, you got head inside. Early in the morning, I'm giving you the walk.
To give them a blue sweet. But I can't say definitely that, as the friendly foursome tied irrevocably to
well,
each
I
other.
Well, I heard the news. Everybody's rocking
it's
tonight.
All over. They will never be
well,
exactly
I heard the
same
news.
Again.
Everybody's rocking tonight. And oh, my baby, as tight as I can. Tonight she's gonna be a big fat man. Oh, baby. With your rhythm and blues.
Drugs, divorce, and a slipping
oh,
image
I've lost it
played.
Have you met Billy, George?
How do you do, Billy?
That's George Martin, our A&R man. That's Billy, who plays all for Ray Charles. Also, we played in Hamburg. He was playing backing in Little Richard.
You
in Hamburg,
in
yes? Yeah.
In the old days.
He was a lad.
Ha ha.
can indicate anything you see.
Yes, you can.
Oh, dock a pony. Well, you can syndicate any boat you row. Yes, you can syndicate any boat
yes, you
row.
Can.
I told you so.
Yes. Could do better.
Yes, have done.
See me.
You see me.
At the school.
Billy, that's Yoko. Yoko Billy.
Is there any of that coffee there?
Richard, he plays Ray Charles band.
Yes,
he's going to be on that one. He's going to be on our show on the fucking piano, right? Because he's a groove. Yeah.
Okay.
I think I come in when you, as yeah, you start so singing.
Go. Two.
Not a great room either to videotape because the cameras would be very hot.
I thought we'd give it to you, eh?
I think we should blow, you know, really do it, blow it up to 35, and if they don't take it, they're fucking fools.
Yeah. The only thing is, unless we've got incredible quality on this, 16 run to 35 is a mess.
No, it's not.
Generally,
it's
they've got some new thing in
they
the States.
They can do it now, but you don't notice any difference.
16 years old, this would blow up. Because I mean, I know Tony's had it in mind, this will blow up.
That's how lots of movies are made like that, by 16, yeah. Especially ones that are difficult places to film in.
There is something 16. About sort of quality and special stock, because of...
Let's get some test on.
The special
we're doing that next week. Okay.
There's certain stock that blows up better than others.
Yeah. It's like, really, if we're going to do a film for cinema, it should have been done in 70mm. Which is just the best quality. It is a little bit
like a documentary.
It's like your,
you don't do a
it's like your pictures, you know. The thing I don't dig too much about is the quality. It's always some very rough quality.
If we'd done that big live show, it would have looked like that, you know.
16mm would look better blown up to 35 on a cinema screen than it would remain in a 16 on a TV screen.
Yeah, this will blow up all right, this film.
Because that was the thing
we
fucked
getting
up Magical Mystery Tour, really,
had in mind
the TV
side
of it.
And 16 does blow up all right.
See, that I just, unless I'm watching Man for All Seasons,
right,
the quality doesn't give a shit. I just like to see the picture. Most people in the audience, I mean, they'll dig Man for All Seasons if it's a pretty picture. As long as they see they're all watching the TVs, all out of focus, all black, green and blue. They don't give a shit as long as they can see who's on it.
Yeah. And also, remember, the original idea was a TV show and then a documentary about it. And has changed to maybe being a movie, and this will grow up all right. And what the thing is lacking at the moment is the show.
It's the main part that
works.
Your show's gone, you know, and the big scene's gone. And there isn't any big scene now. All we've got is us and a documentary where we happen to be singing. And that bit's gone. I thought that was it. That was all over. You know, the bit about the show, the finale. The finale would just be us doing the numbers well.
Yeah.
40
well,
people.
I think it probably is.
But glitters nicely.
I did a show, you know. I did only. I like that. And I always have, you know.
Well, I got me. But what are you trying to make a show out of now?
I can't answer it, you know.
I know
that there's no sort of answer for it. But it's like, I can't sort of complain that somewhere in it. Not,
it should be glamorous at the end.
It's a bit like, I can't put it into words.
The things that have worked out best ever for us haven't really been planned any more than this has. It's just, you know, it's like you just go into something and it does it itself, you know, whatever it's going to be. Becomes that.
See, it's turned out that for that, and it's not what Paul wants. Like, you know, it was. It's like if it's his, say it's his number, this whole show. Well, it's turned. He's compromised, so it's actually turned into our number more than his number. That's all.
Yeah, and that's all right. You know,
it's all right, but I mean, that's what's bugging you, really, because it's a different number. You know, it's turned into a rock number, right, as opposed to a quiet number or something. You know, like that, and. It's just that, really.
But it's just funny to sort of realise that after this is all over, you'll be off in a black bag somewhere on the Albert Hall, you know. And
yes.
Sort of doing shows and stuff, and you know, digging that thing a bit.
But I would dig to play on stage, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, if it was everything was all right and there was no messing and we're just going to play on stage.
Yeah, but it's only that. It's only
that's
that.
Why
like
I said yes to the TV show.
Guys.
I didn't want the hell of it, of doing it.
It's only that I like that, see, so that's...
Well, I like playing, because that's why I went on the Stone show, you know. Mm. And that's why I'll do things, but I mean, if we all don't want to do that...
Yeah, I know, it's like majority decisions.
But I don't want to sort of go on the road again.
Watch us, we're gonna do this now.
You just watch
okay,
us.
Boys, now, come on. Pull yourselves together.
You're talking to
that's
me.
It.
Talking to me.
He's the most together man in Garston. Come on now, come on now. Come on now, back to the drudgery.
It's you thank that's you. Making it like this, it's you that's bloody making it like
the
this.
The real meaning of Christmas.
The long and winding road that leads to your door will never disappear. I've seen that road before. It always leads me here. Lead me to your door. The wild and windy crying for the day. Why leave me standing here? Let me know the way. Many times I've been alone, and many times I've cried. Anyway, known the many ways I've tried, but still they lead me back to the long winding road. You left me standing here a long, long time ago. but still they lead me back to the long winding road. You left me standing here a long, long time ago.
I just want to get out now.
Yeah.
We've done the film, you know, we've done the numbers enough, you know, and we're beginning to get a little bit booked.
So should we just get them down on tape? But he said, no. Let's forget that one and let's get on with the 14.
See, look, Glenn can get it down on tape. Now. He's not sick. He'll take it all, you know, when he thinks, when it's fit, you know. He can, see, that's
well,
just give him that.
Either us being aware that he's taping it or not.
Yes, I know, that's what I mean. Know, But the ones.
But I mean, if George wants to think while we're doing it that he's making a record,
yeah, that's cool,
and you want to think we're rehearsing, it makes no odds. You know?
So, but the only thing is that we've got to decide is that we mustn't then go on Get Back for 3 hours.
Oh no! All right,
because
Get
Back is like, well, you know.
But isn't the only way you're going to do it?
United effort, or else I really feel like I'm trying to produce the Beatles, and I know it's hopeless. I just can't do it, and no one can do it. Four individuals are too strong individually, you know. But it is like if we were doing Thank You Lucky Stars, we'd just go in and we'd do it, you know. And I know it's a silly analogy and that, but we would just do
no,
it and
not.
We'd be
it's
out
right.
And home.
That's right.
You know, and that's it, and we've done the fucking number.
Yes, yes.
You know, and I think if right, we well, now
so
just
do
get
you just
get
want us to record these songs.
Yeah, yeah. We'll record it. Yeah. No, I just wanted to get if we're gonna do 10, 14 numbers, to get every chord off of the 14 numbers now and start remembering that we're still rehearsing. You know, this, I still think there's...
Oh, well, so you want us to keep doing what we've been doing for 2 weeks.
Yeah, but get it together now instead of talking about the show, talking about anything. Just get it so that we've got 14 songs. Then when we've got it, then we can either let it go, jump up, in the words of the famous song... You know, we can do anything we like with it once we've got it. We're talking about this abstract thing we hope to get, and by talking about it, we're not getting it.
Okay, let's do it. I mean, yesterday afternoon,
you know,
we
get 14,
the
so we know all the chords,
you know,
all
got
the numbers,
into it.
And like so that we know where we can move from piano to piano quickly.
But man, physically yesterday we tried to learn the next lot, but physically we were too tired. That's all it was.
Yeah, that's right.
And we were trying to do what you were saying, and we might have done what he was saying at the same time, but. We couldn't do it because we're tired, that's all.
Yeah.
So we might have had a bit more sleep. It wasn't
so what
everybody
songs
having
have we
different
got?
Ideas.
Have we got a sort of list of what we've got? Because
a lot of them are, I mean, there's too much of a list there. There's certainly everything. Okay. Everything.
I've got a feeling, Don't Let Me Down, Get Back.
I don't know what that means.
I'd Like a Love That's Right.
I'd Like a Love That.
We
learned the chords of George's.
All right.
We learned the chords of George's
Long and Winding Road, Let It Be. For you, Blue.
Oh, I haven't finished that. Oh, You're Blue, that's the one we recorded at George of the Hawaii. I Love You, Blue. I Love You.
That's the same as the other one.
I Love You, Girl, You're Sweet as Apple Pie.
Then it's the same as the other one.
Yeah. Two of us, All I Want Is You, Across the Universe, no. Max of Silverhammer, probably.
Route 999.
One after 909. Yeah.
One after 909. All the past. 12. There's 13 here already that we've run through.
But I mean, you pay for Ran. Business cards.
You know, this is the run through. There's 13 that we've been through.
Quite a few that we've taken.
But look, listen to this. Listen to these. There's no surprise.
Of my own.
That's it. But listen, there's no surprise numbers even in this. I mean, there's nothing that would throw us. Don't Let Me Down. Get Back.
Yeah.
I'd Like a Love That's Right.
Well, yeah,
no, so don't get some. Along the line road, don't let it be.
But are you ever going to do anything with them all? I mean, because I got to ask a question, because otherwise, should we just go on filming until we all leave here? And what are we going to do? I mean, I'm going crazy. I know that's what I'm supposed to do, but I really am going crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm happy to go crazy because it runs in the family. But we ought to figure out what we're going to do.
Well, I'll tell you what, then. What we're doing, then, is we're still rehearsing and we'll get it together.
Right.
So then, you know, you must just sort of collect... Well, we'll collect our thoughts on it. You must collect yours on what you think... You mean you still aren't
expecting us to be on the chimney with a lot of people or something like that?
Or even a stage or the Savile or anything, yeah.
Couldn't you just... Well, anyway, so we won't worry
George,
about that. Don't
expecting
give us that
is
one.
Not a word we use anymore. thinking about it.
Praying,
hoping. Now, what about the roof tomorrow? Do you want to collectively do
that? No, let's decide on that sort of a bit later. Let's us keep off that.
Fine.
You know, because that's it, we're getting into too diverse. We'll do the numbers, you know. We're the band.
Whatever. I'll do it if we've got to go on the roof.
You're the band, crew, and never the drive.
I don't want to go. I know.
I
would
like to go on the roof.
You would like to?
So I'd like to go on the
very diverse people. One second.
But I mean, if. See,
that's all right. Anyway, we won't discuss it.
If anybody doesn't want to go on it, you know.
That's it. We won't worry.
I
want to
record them as tracks if you want to record them when we got into it.
Yeah.
I want to do it 40 numbers when you want to do it.
Yeah.
Because to me, it's all.
In Africa.
Anytime is paradise when I'm with you.
Anytime.
Yeah.
Anytime at all.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Well, that's settled then, isn't it?
I've said yes to every idea that's come up so far. Yes to every idea anybody suggested.
Me too.
The Pakistan, the moon. You know, I'll still be there singing Don't Let Me Down.
Me too.
You'd be surprised the story that will come out of this. Really, it's like the story of All I Want Is You, Dig a Pony. It's only a paragraph to record.
I just want a
pony. It's true, I think, but when you feel
we got 13 same old ones.
I'm going to do your list each.
Thank you, darling.
Okay.
Yeah.
desert sky, and my thoughts return to home. Yes, my thoughts return to home. I'm just a child of nature.
We went into a TV studio now, in one of those big bare TV studios, and you sat us down just with our songs and the amps. We'd do them, and we'd do them great. But you see, there, you've got to say to all of us, we want you to do a TV show. Now, my idea is just sneakier, is just bring in a video camera and just say, just turn it on and say, now you're now on video. It probably is a TV show now. But okay, so maybe it's not video. It's just that thing. You want the finished product, you know.
But it wouldn't work there. I think what we need is an audience of some sort, either a surprise audience like we might get tomorrow, or a light my cigar.
I just thought I'd let you know. Thank you.
Well, I was going to sit here silent, look at you.
No, I'll tell you about it.
What's the problem? We've got everything set for tomorrow. We just go ahead and do it. And if we don't like it, then we go back and do it.
Yeah, sure. I know. And also, we take down in the roof. Is there anything? The roof is like too far out. Well, because the roof puts us in the open air, not only in the open air, like on a little roof with wind and a lot, you know, and rain if it rains. And sun if it suns and gentle if it's gentle, yeah, okay. But.
If it rains, we don't do it at that time.
Anyway. We can't do it.
You've got to have fairly decent weather. Today's a bit
cold. What if it's colder than today?
It's pretty good, but it's like you said, if we do it, we should do it all at the. It's like you're right, you know, if we do an open-air thing, you know, that's really all I can say about this whole scene, is that really we should have, or we should still, depending on, we should learn all the numbers, all of them, you know, all the ones that are going to be on the album. I know it takes a bit more time.
I want to go through.
But it takes more time when you know if no one's getting it together, and because we haven't got the end thing in mind, you know, we're still. You see, and this also going to be this thing when we finish this. I've got a feeling that we're going to just sort of go off. Got a feeling we're just going to go off like we did after the end of the last album, and just think, yeah, no, just sort of think, oh, not another fucking album.
But
you know, because this is what this is, you know. Pardon?
Just give me a day or two to finish off the bits and pieces. Right.
They're not capable of doing the thing properly if they know. It's.
I can't help you with what we were talking about.
As well as doing the fun,
this nearly started off to be, you know, like,
well, it is. I can't wait to work it, you know.
Yeah.
And anyway, you know, I just can't wait to just
do it.
Have it, you know.
Yeah. But I'm just talking about this thing, like this thing we've entered upon now. We still haven't got any aim for it except an album. Again, our only aim ever is an album, you know, which is like a very non-visual thing. It's very sort of, but it's great, isn't it? And we do albums then, but
albums is what we do at the moment.
Yeah, but I don't know, you know. So like I was saying the other day, you know, is that we're into albums as the four of us. But I really think, you know, I mean, we can be into other things. But every time I talk about it, I really sound like I'm the showbiz correspondent trying to hustle us to do a Judy Garland comeback, you know. But really, all I mean is, let's go into a studio, like a vision studio, after we've learnt all of these. That's just as good as this for sound. We've got the same sort of thing.
I think it's daft to move on this one.
And it's like we got much better takes after we moved from Twickenham to here.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, here I like, it's like home. But
yeah, sure, but our takes are getting not as good. So I'm just trying to think of a remedy.
Mate, surely the point...
Which he has been doing all yesterday, and I can get back, like you said, you know, we're not in it.
Yeah, well,
but the thing that puts us in it, the thing that puts us in it, the thing that only ever thing that has put us in it is a novelty. We work on novelty. If there's a new approach, if he says take, we take. Sure. It's like there's this thing, man. There is a show to be had out of what we've got here, which is just so incredible. It's unbelievable, and you don't have to go on the roof, you don't have to go anywhere. You really only have to sing them. And combined with the documentary material of leading up to it, it's just an unbelievable thing. Because you'll have the two elements and you've got it there. And we don't even need to move from here, you know. But somehow we need to get us for the... See, it's like we've got all the lead up. The only thing we haven't got for every song is the song yet. Get back to the nearest.
Tomorrow's meant to be the day we do it. Today is we've got to get the six or however many numbers ready.
Yes, but for who is tomorrow the day we've got to do it? Not for me. That's what I mean. There's nothing. Well, there'd be nothing. It'd be the same tomorrow.
Except
we'll go on the roof, you know. We're going on the roof.
It's this business of a deadline, though, Paul. It's up to you, really, because we've given you a deadline.
I mean, the deadline.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm talking to John, not you.
I don't think anybody...
That's it, but you know, the simplest thing, the easiest way... Now, George originally wanted to finish this quickly and so on. The easiest way to finish this show is just to sit here for another few days, rehearse all the numbers, and then, like today, start rehearsing them one after the other and do three numbers at a time. And like George said, get a program of where we're going to do and what's going to follow what, what's going to follow. And just start playing them right through and, you know, and do all bits and stuff. But it's... And then just knock it off. And just
like
do
you
it.
Used to, and have all your titles on your guitar, you know?
Yes, yes. I mean, I thought that's what we're doing, but I thought because we said, oh, tomorrow's the day.
So you agree in principle, it's just that you say you're not ready.
See, originally
ready,
I would have liked
sure.
this,
ready
like
to
the
14,
TV show,
yeah.
to have been, they say, in here. And the first day we started, see, this is where I wanted video, because in my head, the video, because all the rest was documentary. And then one day we'd start to say, now we're going to do the numbers now, like take, and there'd be video then. And, you know, it's the wrong word, video. But what I mean is there'd be a special camera to take that. You know, like the camera and the lights would go a bit brighter.
Yeah, but can I say
and the place would sort of go
video,
a bit more
what video is
sparkle,
kind of
you know,
Paul,
whatever.
What you're
you know,
saying...
You just look a bit more like a thing.
Is video is kind of symbolic of organisation.
Yeah,
when you keep saying video, that's what you mean.
You see, look, the thing is,
like we had a date 10 days ago, which we didn't do for various reasons. And the only time I think you're going to hit a date is if there's an audience. If we like go into a place, so we're going to give a concert.
Well, anyway, about the audience thing, then we could have, see, like, but we. This is the only trouble is like we really have to want to do a show at the end of it. That's the thing. That's the trouble.
Yeah,
None of us have an aim. Yeah. We don't have a thing at the end of it that we want to do. You know, because this is the aim. Which is, that's all right, but we've got to get that clear, you know, is we don't want a payoff show at the end. That's what I was saying to Mal this morning, you know, because he had a dream last night, was doing a show, you know. and he just said it was just incredible, you know. And I said, I would have loved that, you know, I'd love to do, just to play all these numbers at the Savile, you know.
Yeah.
One afternoon to some people, you know.
Sort of practical answer to the problem now regarding tomorrow. I think we'd be daft to not do it, but try and do something.
Sorry, I'm late.
Yes.
Even if it's a grand dress rehearsal and see how it went. Let's look how we looked and how we. Let's look at the Rush's seven songs.
Yeah.
I mean, if it turns out to be half the show, or half the end product, all right. If it doesn't, there's no difference from any other day, except that we tried to do them one after the other.
Morning, Joe.
And then, you know. I mean, if we had another 6 weeks.
6 weeks?
No. I mean, you know, if we had another month to play with to really, I think, get 14 straight off, it'd be nice, you know, to still do the same. What?
I think it's going to take months doing it like that. Again, it's just not.
So how do you?
Well, I mean, like,
we should do it.
If you can film some while we're recording them at the same time, okay. But
yeah, see, that is it.
But
that's how it is. It's like it's a documentary.
Point.
See, that's what I want to get in my head. Is it a documentary of us doing another album? Which it is. That's what it is, you know.
Except
and that's all right then. That's all right. Because it isn't a TV show anymore, you see. It isn't any of that.
A TV show.
It can be anything after it, yeah. But I mean, we're not doing a payoff. We're not doing the 11 numbers straight off for an album. We're going to have to sort of join them. We're going to have to do them at separate points.
I agree with that. I think it's disappointing, but all right, we've only got to 7. Let's do 7. Because otherwise, we haven't got time to do 14, because Wingo's got to go in 2 weeks. No.
But if we let it be,
it's used. Get back to where you once belonged.
this time it's on a donkey.
Right.
Two of us riding nowhere, spending someone's hard-earned pay. You and me Sunday driving, not arriving on our way back home. We're on our way home. We're on our way home. We're going home. Two of us sending postcards, writing letters.
One more.
Oh, just let me get this. Okay.
Second clap.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. When all the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted,
Vault! like a crest on Daisy Mines. Oh no.
keeps me on my toes. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I've got a feeling I think that everybody knows. Oh yeah. Everybody had a hard year. Everybody had a good time. Everybody had a wet dream. Everybody saw the sunshine. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Everybody had a good year. Everybody let the hair down. Everybody pulled the socks up. Everybody put the cool down. Oh yeah.
Said you're driving on the one after 9-0. Said you're driving.
standing on the one at the 909.
Dig a
bird.
I'll have to get the words. Dig a bird. Dig it. Dig it. Dig it. Dig it. Dig it. Dig it. Dig it.
We'll be right back.
get back, Jojo. Yeah.
Thank you.